Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe.
I want to say that if you have an expectation today that you're going to really receive something that's going to so prepare you to advance in 2025, are you ready to receive? See, because sometimes when it's raining down here, I just almost went, Carol, come up and let's do a rainy night in Georgia. But we're not in Georgia. I just want to say to you, I know that this is a word from the Lord for you guys today. And so here we go. The title of the message, and it's more than a message, it's the preparation for what's going to happen in 2025, is expect the unexpected. I'm going to say expect the unexpected. When God gave me this revelation and I started to go through the Word of God, I realized that most every great miracle was unexpected. The people that had these great encounters never expected it. I loved Christmas Eve service where Pastor Joshua told the Christmas story, but he told it in a way that so made it real and relevant to us. And I was just thinking, when you look at 1 Samuel 16, you see this young boy that's out there, and believe me, taking care of sheep was not a great job. A lot of downtime. Sheep are sort of like the dumbest animal. They have no ability to protect themselves. They have no ability to know how to go find green pastures. They just will eat the grass till it gets down in the dirt, and that they have to take sheep to streams that are still water because their nostrils on the top of their nose, they can drown standing up. And here is David out there. He is he's not a son by Jesse, his father's first wife. He was actually a child that was conceived, the Bible says, in sin. He was conceived. And what I want to do is, the unexpected is this young man that is out there taking care of sheep. And all of a sudden, now you've got to get your mind around somebody like Christian's age that's out there, because we know in the timeline in his life he had to be like here, like at 11 or 12 years old. And all of a sudden, a lion and a bear show up, and he's forced to face the unexpected. But I want to give you this prophetic word right here. Whatever happens to you at the end of 2024 and in 2025 is simply preparation. God was preparing him to be a giant slayer by killing the lion and the bear. He was preparing because next step was Goliath. Do you think in his wildest dream he ever thought he would be a king? His dad didn't think he was going to be a king because his dad didn't invite him to the anointing service. He's there, and all of a sudden, let me give you this principle. God is preparing you to do the unexpected by doing a great job where you are. You will never be great where you are if you're looking to be somewhere else. When I started after college, I started being a youth pastor. People would come and they would interview me and say, well, what do you want to be one day? I said, a youth pastor. They said, no, I mean like when you get older. I said, a youth pastor. And they said, but I mean when you get like older. I said, youth pastor. I said, how could I be any good at doing this if I'm thinking about doing something else? And I will tell you this. The unexpected will not only make you uncomfortable, you never see it coming. There was nothing about this encounter that David had with Samuel. He comes in and he goes, okay, are y'all hearing this? 30 minutes ago, he was just a shepherd boy and gets one, not a phone call, they didn't have phones. He gets one correspondent, come to your dad's house, and in 30 minutes, he goes from shepherd boy to king. How many are ready for a promotion like that? You're ready for a promotion like that. How in the world will the kingdoms of this world become the kings of our God if there's not some of those kind of promotions? Amen? I'm talking about poor shepherd boy to king. To, oh yeah, and on the way, you're going to be the general of the army. And oh yeah, by the way, you're going to lead the greatest fighting force ever known to man, his mighty men, David's mighty men. And the exploits are phenomenal with that. Mary, Corinne, can you possibly get your head around a little teenage girl that's just pure? You wouldn't know anything about that. Okay. Which Esperanza's birthday is the day after Christmas, so happy birthday. I can just see Mary about to go to bed. You want to talk about expect the unexpected. And like this 9-foot angel comes through the door and he goes, hey, don't worry about anything. Don't be afraid. And here's this little young teenage girl. And the Bible says she was bewildered. She was scared. She was frightened. Because the unexpected will do that. And he said, look, I've got a simple message to you. God's put his seed in you. You're pregnant and you're going to have a child. Can you, are y'all with me? Can you imagine the mental shock that she's going through? And why did God choose Mary? And why would God choose you? I will tell you why. Because she was so expecting the unexpected that after the initial shock wore off, her impulse, her response was, be it unto me. I don't understand it. And you have to know back at that time in that culture, if you got pregnant out of wedlock, a lot of that could lead you to being stoned. I'm talking about just stoned in the street, killed. The disappointment. What are my mom and dad going to think? What are everybody in the community going to think? The unexpected. Woo. She was startled. You will be startled. She was deeply troubled, and she was amazed. Let me give you this principle. It's all about windows and doors of opportunity in your life. And many times God will show you the window before he opens the door. That was a special thing God gave me yesterday, because sometimes he'll say, I know this is unbelievable. Let me just give you a peek. Let me give you a vision of what you can be. Mikhail, why do people pay you what they pay you to redesign things or to build things in your architectural situation? Why do they do that? Because you can see things they can't see. You can look out there and see a lot, just dirt, and go, we could put this here and this and that, that here and this and that. Or an existing building that you have to transform into something else. I want you just right now to reach up, touch your eyes, and just go, God, I want to see the windows of 2025. I believe it's, and watch this, we're not window shopping. If I see it, I want it. Don't even show it to me. Don't show it to me. I've got to pursue, overtake, recover all. I have to do that. And so here is windows, doors of opportunity. Elijah is this farm boy, and he's out there. And I don't know if any of you, my dad, is when I was a little boy, let me get behind the plow with a mule. And let me just tell you something. That's not a way you want to make a living. That's tough. And he's out there. This farmer boy is out there, and he's plowing. And all of a sudden, this man that everybody's heard about, Elijah, shows up and just takes. He's working his job. Talk about unexpected. And throws his coat on him. Which everybody in that day understood. When you did that, you had chose that person to be a disciple, and you were going to mentor them into whatever your gift was. And he throws it on him, and he was expecting the unexpected, because he goes, just let me go kiss my mom and dad and tell them I'm not ever going to be working here on the farm ever again. And, oh, I love this. I want you to get ready. Pastor Sandra, we have to get ready, because watch what Elijah's response was. He said, you want to go kiss your mom and dad? Who am I to stop you? Do what you need to do. I'm going to go on this way. The Bible says he ran and kissed them. And by the way, he killed a couple of those oxen, which was the way he used to make a living. Burned his plow. Fed everybody. And then took off. And he said, Elijah said to him, what do you want? See, this is something you got to get ready to say in 2025. If God asks you, what do you want? What is it? Why was Solomon the wisest man of all? Let me just tell you something. Because he expected the unexpected. When the question was asked, he already knew the answer. See, he was expecting God to show up and say, the unexpected, whatever you want. God, what if God asks you, right after this service, come here, let me just talk to you, and you go over to the side, and he goes, whatever you want, tell me. Because when you answer God with the right answer, he gives you everything, because it's always about being able to trust your heart. So he went over and he fallen. How many of you know that those fishermen that were in the boat that had fished all night long, and I'm sure they were arguing, probably a couple of fist fights had broke out, because if you got Peter in the group, there's going to be trouble. There's going to be emotions. There's going to be drama. The unexpected shows up. Hey, guys, I know you've been fishing all night. We haven't caught nothing, not even a nibble. Well, here's what I want you to do. Just take and put the nets down on the other side. Now, watch what they said. We don't think it'll work. But nevertheless, at your word. I don't feel it. I don't see it. I can look at you and tell you, you're not a fisherman. And one unexpected thing transformed these fishermen into the apostles that we revere today. It was an unexpected encounter. I'll give you a story that a different slant than you thought before. Jesus chooses to show up in Luke 5 at a wedding. And when he shows up at this wedding, his first act of ministry was to honor the union of marriage, which is a different situation, but it's a very powerful thought. And he's there, and the celebration goes on, and as you know, they run out of wine. I've heard this thing preached so many times. Different take today. They tell Mary, there's no wine. And she goes to Jesus, and she says, buddy, this, you could do me a solid right now. This would be great. What about making some wine here? Now, see, we've often thought Mary's impetus to go to Jesus, and he says, why are you troubling me before my hour? Now, if you study through that, that's a direct about his hour. His hour was when he was going to the cross. That was his hour. What Mary was just complaining to Jesus, because if what most people preach was the fact that she went and she bothered Jesus, and you realize if that's true, Mary would have just followed Jesus for the next 3.5 years and conducted the whole ministry. They don't have this. They don't have that. Jesus do this. Jesus do that. That's not why Jesus did it. Jesus wanted you to know, and he wants you to know 2025, he's able to do anything at any time. And there's nothing too hard for him. And we see that Jesus was rebuking Mary for grumbling right from the start of his public ministry, when he was free to do whatever he chose to do in accordance, of course, with his Father's will. Adam never expected Eve. There was no such thing as a woman. He just woke up and realized he was alive. I wanted to just say this. As I was praying for you guys, to my single people here today, if God has to create your spouse from scratch, he will do it. He knew what Adam needed, and God knows what you need. Expect the unexpected. I never expected to live in Miami, and now it's like home. I don't even think of any other place but this place, because God knew this is where I needed to move my family, that my children would all meet their mates, because I was obedient to come to the right place. The Bible says in Isaiah 43, 18 and 19, I love this, I love it. In the complete Jewish Bible, stop dwelling on past events and brooding over times gone by. I'm doing a new thing. See, 2025 is the reality of Isaiah 43. I'm doing a new thing, and it's springing up. Can you see it? I want you to say this out loud. My new thing is already springing up. Say, God, let me see it. God, let me see it. And what he said is, and this is where 2025, the unexpected. Business is not going to be like it was. Church is not going to be like it was. Relationship's not going to be like it was. I want to tell you something. 2025, expect the unexpected. Well, I don't see how it could possibly happen. He said, well, because I'm making a road in a wilderness. In other words, I'm going to take you someplace that nobody goes. When you pioneer something, you get the lion's share of the reward. Isn't that true, Bill, in computers? The guys back in the day that saw it when nobody else saw it, they're not having to work today. God, let me see. This story. Can you imagine what must have happened in this young lady's life named Rahab that so devastated her in thinking she could have a normal relationship? She became a prostitute. And she's living in a city that's like locked down with fear because they're hearing that there's this wild bunch that's just taking everybody and taking everything. I don't know what exactly she was doing that day, but it probably wasn't worshiping and reading the word. Two guys show up. James, two guys show up and they're scared. They're in hiding because they realize if they're recognized, they're going to be killed as spies. That's what they were, as spies. And they said, we're part of this crowd. She says, yeah, I know the crowd you're talking about. Hide us. And this, she had to be expecting the unexpected. Because, you know, taking those guys in, now she's an enemy of the government. And so she takes him in and she goes, but I expected something like this would happen. I expect all of my family to be saved. I know y'all are going to destroy this place, but my family and everything be safe. These spies said, it's about covenant. Put the red cord in the window. This is so great. Expect the unexpected. She was the most spiritual woman in all of Jericho. She wasn't necessarily doing the right thing at the time, but God sent those guys to her. And so when she gets back to the people, this guy named Solomon goes, wow, you're such an incredible woman. You helped us cause the victory. Would you be my wife? Rahab goes, I never thought this would ever happen. Who would ever want to marry me? And they have a child. Boaz. Anybody know who that is? Boaz marries Ruth. They have a child. Out of that comes Jesse. Out of that comes David. Out of that comes Jesus. Great, 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 great grandmother of Jesus. Expecting the unexpected. Paul never thought he would have to leave religion for a relationship. The unexpected could have been easy for Saul, but he was so committed to what he was in the past, it was difficult for him to embrace the unexpected. Do like this. Would you just do like this and just say, the past is over. The past is over. I'm going to let that go. Don't think about it. I'm not going to remember it. I want to go into 2025, and I want to go in expecting the unexpected, because it says in 1 Corinthians 2:9, however it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived are the things God has prepared for those who love him. That sounds like me. Expect the unexpected. Now, I've taught church history in college. Let me just tell you. He said, it's never been seen. All those incredible things you write down, no, it's bigger than that. Whatever dream you have, you think you have, it's bigger than that. I want you to say that out loud right now. What God has called me to do, it's bigger than anything I could think about. I've never seen it. I've never thought about it. I've never heard it. But I expect it. It could just be a call. How many times before has just one call happened and it changed everything? One call. Joseph, he's the king of expect the unexpected, because he never expected to be betrayed by his brothers to the point they were going to kill him. Reuben talked him into throwing him in a well, sold into slavery, lied about, thrown into prison. And he's there in prison, and in one moment he goes from his prison cell to interpret a dream for the most powerful man in the world. He had to expect the unexpected, or how would you be ready for that moment? I have a dream and nobody else can do it, and if you hit it, there's going to be a lot of rewards. If you miss it, I'm going to have you cut up in little pieces and killed. See, I think if we lived under that pressure, son, about bringing a good word when we preach, if it's a good word, we're all going to be behind you. Okay, maybe not. Expect the uncomfortable. As a matter of fact, if it's the supernatural intervention, it's the supernatural intervention of God that gives you the unexpected. We've said this, that we read this scripture, and I'm closing. Jeremiah 29. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you. Carol, come up here to the keyboard with me. The other guys can come too. I like y'all also. He said, plans to give you hope and a future. But the King James says, to give you an expected end. Now, if you want to go with me just for a second, an expected end is hope for the future. Plans never to harm you. An expected end. I believe that this is a service where a lot of times a lot of the leaders show up. We've got to embrace. We have got to experience the unexpected so the others can follow us. Hey, raise your hand and say, God, give me the unexpected first, so I can show other people. Bless me with the unexpected. Don't let me be caught looking back. Don't get me caught comparing myself with somebody else. I expect the unexpected. Calling those things that are not as though they are. Listen to me. How many of you believe, just believe, a phone call could happen today? Now, oh, see, some of y'all are really getting this. I said a phone call could happen. Right now. One phone, it could happen right now. Are you going to be expecting it? No. You have to expect the unexpected. So, I want you to stand to your feet and when you're hungry enough, if somebody asks you, you hadn't had a job in a long time, you got a lot of bills, and somebody says, can you do this? You say yes before you even find what it is they want you to do. I don't know, Pastor Corinne, exactly what it's going to be, but there's going to be a series of just, I remember Rob Owen said it on the Avi's House Zoom last week. He said, 2025 will just be full of unexpecteds. Just full of unexpecteds. Turn, get three people in agreement with you and say, it's going to be this year. I'm talking about unexpected. Unexpected. God knows better what I need than what I know I need. I just believe in the name of Jesus. Are you with me? In the name of Jesus, I expect the unexpected. I expect it. Make a way where there seems to be no way. The Bible is full of unexpecteds. I can see Moses going, I've got all these people out here. Now that Pharaoh's army's here and we're in this, they're going to kill us all. And God goes, I already knew this was going to happen, and I already put that rod in your hand. I want you right now, just look in your hands. Whatever you need, you already have. I want to say it. Whatever you need, you already have. I want you to say, whatever I need, God's already put it in me. Whatever I need, God's already put it. My steps are ordered. Whatever I need, God's already put it in me. So it's actually about expecting all of these incredible things in me are going to respond. The catalyst is coming. The unexpected is coming. And I expect it. Join hands with somebody beside you. Now see, agreement is a powerful thing. One can put 1,000 flight, 2, 10,000. We got enough for billions in here. We agree. Say it. We agree. To expect the unexpected. We're going to advance daily. We're going to advance daily. We're going to advance daily.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.